Welcome back to White House High School at Wildcat Stadium. Texarkana drew first blood at the top of the first. On the bump tonight for Texarkana is Chris Niels, a guy who is in the lineup in desperate need of a big confidence builder, as he has struggled in his last two outings, getting the nod tonight on this three-game road trip. For Piney Woods, batting is A.J. Smith, center fielder, Samadric Bland, left fielder, Juan Murillo, the foreigner and right fielder, Logan Jones, first baseman, Alton Gatson, third base, and Jackson Derry at catcher. A lineup that produced 8 runs, 12 hits yesterday in the second of this 3-game series. Piney Woods is 2-0 against Texarkana. Texarkana trying to avoid the sweep. They will head to Fort Smith after this for a 3-game stance there. So A.J. Smith from Kilgore, another East Texas product. Bunch of them on the field today. Smith is the leader in the league for stolen bases, and a big reason why he's at the top of the order. Niels close to the strike zone, just outside ball one. Thought he might get the call there. 1-0. And that's high. 2-0. Niels, as you'll notice, and probably already noticed between those two pitches, does not like to take a lot of time in between pitches. 2-0 pitch. And this one's high again, 3-0. We talked to Coach Fincher about that, and maybe that has something to do with his slump lately. But he says no, he likes to do what's comfortable to him. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that's high and outside, 4-0. So 4 pitches, 4 balls. Bland, Sirajic Bland will step into the box, as A.J. Smith will get to first. Bland, two-sport athlete in high school. Smith will take second, and with ease. We just mentioned his prowess for stealing bases. He leads the league in stolen bases, and add another. Bland, 0-1. Infielder's playing a little bit further back. Bland will send this further back into right field, and he's out. Smith does not take third. So 1-1, 1-out. Bring on Juan Murillo, the right fielder, who's had a heck of a season. 6 home runs for the DH from Cuba. Came here just 2 years ago to the States. And the infielders really back up for Murillo. 1-on, 1-out. Down 1-0. This one's high and a wild pitch, and Smith will take third with ease. That's the catcher, Epperson. Can't corral that pitch from Niels. And he has a chin wag with Niels at the mound. Runner in scoring position here after Texarkana drew first blood. Mario steps in with the 1-0 count. Inside, but he gets it. Strike one. One out, so a chance for Piney Woods to do some damage here on a pitcher that has been in a slump lately. This one's a low and away in the dirt. Ball two. Murillo, as we mentioned, 6 home runs this year. A 368 batting average. And this one's a low. Ball three. 3-1 count. And you know what that means. It's a hitter's count for Murillo. And this one sent foul down the third baseline. We asked Murillo what the most surprising thing about America was. And he's like, I figured baseball would be more popular than football. And that's understandable for the guy from Cuba. 3-2. This one's high, and another walk, the second walk of the evening for Niales. Bring on Logan Jones, the third baseman. Man, I love his choice for a walk-up song with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it sure is hot out here in this East Texas sun on this beautiful summer evening for baseball. Niales with 12 pitches already. Just one out, runners at the corners. High and away, Jones is the first lefty for Piney Woods to take home plate tonight. First of three. Murillo is going to try to stake second. This one's hit up and pop into the infield. Into second base on the cutout for an out. So bring on the third Longview Lobo we have tonight in this game. A local just down the road. East Texas product, bunch of them out there today. This is Alton Gatson. After Texarkana gets the second out, runners at the corners. This one's low and away, and it's a wild pitch. Smith will take home, and Maria will take second. That is the second mishandled pitch by Epperson behind home plate. You wonder just how long of a leash Niales will have tonight. We mentioned his struggles coming in, and the struggles seem to continue here. 1-1, Piney Woods rolling away. Ball two. Two walks, two outs, one run. Can Niales escape without too much blood? This one's high and inside as Gatson will try to avoid being hit. Ball three. Got to see something in the zone. For Niales, if you're Gatson, you'll take that all day. And this one's just outside the zone and high, just missing it. Gatson will take first on the second 4-0 walk of the inning and the third walk overall. Two on, two outs. Bring on Jackson Derry, the college sophomore from Arizona, one of the many guys utilizing this collegiate summer league to their advantage. Murillo leads off second, and Niales will check him up. So Murillo, not a guy that you would see steal bases often, but is threatening there. The Owls back to the plate. This one's driven into left field, into the spot between third base and left field. Now Murillo will try to take home. He already got third, but tries to take home and getting a little greedy there. He gets back in safe. That ball was dropped right into the gap behind third base and in front of left field into the sun. Perfect landing for Derry. Bring on Lakeland. The second lefty of the afternoon sees bases loaded at his first time. Land, and this was a low and inside.